Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. And we hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this.
Hello, welcome to my mind. You will surely find comfort in the night, shelter from the storm. Welcome to my light. Wander through my thoughts, rambling my hopes, tiptoe through my dreams. Leave the world behind. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind. The world is lonely, and my heart beats only for a star to cast a magic spell. Daylight filters through the darkness. When we climb out of our shell, hello, step into my heart. Sweep your fears apart. Rush into my arms, tingle down my spine. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind. Oh, you came to me, and the love just flew through me like a wave that never finds a shore. Yes, a daylight fountain sprinkles through my lifetime. And who could ask for more? Come in now, you're in my mind. You will surely find, through the maze of time, power in my lips. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind.
But it's gone. Lucky stars. McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Show! Bye! makes, makes fun of me so, girl, eh?
Loading weightless, calling on you. no one understands, but Major Tom sees now like a man.
If you want to be with someone, why not be with me? If you want to be with someone, why can't it be me? It's crazy, crazy, I'm in love with you. You're the only one I ever knew. If you want to talk to someone, why not talk to me? If you want to talk to someone, why can't it be me? It's crazy, crazy, I'm in love with you. You're the only one I ever knew.
Understand. was in high school, I sat in the back row and I thought to myself, this is really for shit. I just couldn't wait to get out and do something on my own. So I quit school and went out to look for a job. First I waited on tables, then I worked at Woolworths, and then I emptied bedpans in a hospital. But no matter where I worked, it was all the same. And I got so I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, one day I went home and I found my mom sitting there. She'd been fired by the phone company because they said she was too old. And I saw a book in her lap and I asked her what it was. She said, baby, that's Capital, Volume 1. You know, by Karl Marx. And I said, huh? And she said, that's right, here, take a look. And I read that book, and now I've come to realize that as long as I have to sell my labor power to the boss, I work for his profit and not for myself or my fellow humankind.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head.
Oh, yes, it will.
More than anything that you have.
I had me a nice looking job, and it paid pretty good, you know? And I got myself a swimming pool, a wide-track Pontiac, even a snowmobile, one of the Jap makes. But the more I spent, the more I'd end up owing, and I had to work overtime at the goddamn job. Well, I'm in the locker room one night after the shift, and the janitor comes in and he says, fellow worker, you look mighty unhappy. And I said, huh? He said, read this, and he gives me a book. So I said, what's this? He says, it's State and Revolution. It's by Lenin. Well, I'm not a man who reads many books, but I read that book, and now I know that as long as you sell yourself, you cannot be yourself, and you cannot snowmobile your way down the forest trail to inner peace.
I graduated magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, and I thought I had a responsibility to help out people who didn't know how to help themselves. So I went into the Peace Corps, and I taught Nigerians how to fix cars and run hotels. Then I came back home and went to D.C. I doled out money for minority businesses, you know, black capitalism. Well, one day some congressman came to see one of my best projects, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The workers were on strike! So I said, what's going on here? And they said, prices are high, wages are low, and working conditions are terrible. And I said, but you're working for one of your own kind. And they answered, he's not one of us. Here, read this. It was a little book called On the Correct Handling of Contradictions Among the People by Mao Zedong. I've read a lot of books. When I read that book, well, now I understand that the only way to bring about social change is to organize a united mass movement based on the class interests of the proletariat.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head.
More than anything.
don't exist. You're off my list, you're just an intruder. You're out of the computer. I didn't abuse you, I didn't shoot you, I just took you out of the computer. And I turned my head and I said, you couldn't be cuter, but you're out of the computer. Because you're the world's worst slacker, and I'm the world's greatest slacker. You're out of the computer. Programmer, and I'm the world's greatest hacker. You were the one I would die for. You were the one I would climb the sky for. You were my lover, but you made me suffer. When you became the world's greatest surfer, now you're out of the computer. You was online, but you were offline with the online. Do I have to draw you a diorama? You're the world's worst hammer. You're the world's worst slammer. I wish things could be smoother, but they couldn't be blacker. I'm the world's greatest hacker. I'm the world's greatest high hacker. I'm the world's greatest. And you're the world's worst. I took away your key, I took away your mouse. I'm a techie, I'm a louse. I drew you out of the house, and now you're out of the computer. And even if you yell, I need a key, you ain't getting back, cause you're out of the computer. I spent wonderful moments in your components. Get out of my memory, get your digitals out of my modules. Get your mishmash out of my Macintosh, or I'll hit you with a twist wristwatch. You show them your modem, and it sure is my name is Yehuda. You're out of the computer. We were riding down the highway, and you began to buy my way. And you tried to sell me a floppy of my biopsy, and a copy of my autopsy. You looked at my iris, and you gave me a virus. You took away my lab test, you took away my website. You took away my disk drive, you took away my database. And you drove away with my floppy, and you scrambled my scanner. You're the world's worst home shopper. You're the world's worst pornographer. And if you see me first, you say hello. And if I see you first, I'll say hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Log off! I'm out of the computer.
Oh, the rich people want what the poor people's got, and the poor people want what the rich people's got, and the skinny people want what the fat people's got, and the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world. The short people want what the tall people's got, and the tall people want what the short people's got. The little kids want what the big kids got, and the big kids want what the little kids got. You can never please anybody in this world. Oh, the girls with short hair want long hair, and the girls with long hair want short hair. Oh, the boys with cars want motorcycles, and the boys with motorcycles want cars. You can never please anybody in this world. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. There will always be one who wants it the opposite way. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who you see. There will always be someone who disagrees. We do our best. We try to please. But we're like the rest. Never at ease. Oh, the rich people want what the poor people's got, and the poor people want what the rich people's got.
people want what the fat people's got, and the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was the king. They came to his island, and they brought her with them. They wanted to get his picture, but they were surprised by his enormous size. And when he saw the woman, he took her without question, because after all, he was the king, and he loved the woman. He loved the way she looked, but she wouldn't stop her screaming. But he loved the woman, and he fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was a bloody battle, but he fought it for his woman. And he climbed up a mountain, and he looked around some kind of forest with all those dinosaurs. And he stripped his woman, he stripped her bare, but there was a pterodactyl there. And then a hero came and took his woman, and they fell off the mountain into some water. And then later, he came looking for his woman, but they were waiting, and they threw a bomb, and they tied him, and they took him across the ocean, and they chained him, and put him in a shell. But when he saw his woman, he broke loose, and everyone fled in terror. And he was looking for her, and he overturned the train. He was looking in the streets, and then he found her in her apartment. And he climbed up the Empire State Building. It was like a phallic symbol. And he took his woman to the top of that towering temple. And he climbed up and he looked around some kind of city with all those skyscrapers and all the cars. Just him and his screaming woman, they were finally alone. He loved his woman, you could see it in his eyes, his great big eyes. He loved his woman from the moment he saw her, he was all choked up inside. But when the airplanes came, he was soon to die. But he hung on long enough to set his woman down and make sure she was safe. And as the bullets pierced, he looked at her so sincere before he fell, because he loved his woman. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king who killed the monkey. Who killed the monkey? 'Twas beauty that killed the beast. And Willis O'Brien died a tragic death. There wasn't much that he had left. And Ray Harryhausen said that when Willis died, that's when the king was really dead. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king. But he was a king. But he was a king. But he was the king.
Beside the grass, I'll lie beside the green grass. I'm going in a field. I'm going in a field. I'm going in a field to lie down. Yellow flowers
and a mess. They know how to understand. Leave me not together on our way, season four. Glad of you, you even me. When we are two, we can be. On a timeless world we are, and we'll have every word.
Concentrate with every thought you think.